After a night of uncertainty, a day of concession and conclusion to the 2004 presidential election. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In the end, a close race in the battleground state of Ohio did not delay the final result for long. Senator John Kerry did the math. Ohio's provisional ballots could not erase President Bush's lead there.
With Ohio's 20 electoral votes, a Republican majority in the Electoral College was guaranteed, and unlike in 2000, President Bush did win the popular vote by 3.5 million.
In this segment of the program, excerpts from both candidates' speeches today. We'll hear what the president said in a moment. First, what the defeated Democratic challenger said.
John Kerry spoke this afternoon at Boston's Faneuil Hall. After an introduction from his running mate, Senator John Edwards, the Massachusetts Democrat addressed his supporters and conceded his loss.
Thank you so much. You just have no idea how warming and how generous that welcome is, your love is, your affection, and I'm gratified by it. I'm sorry that we got here a little bit late and a little bit short. Earlier today, I spoke to President Bush and I offered him and Laura our congratulations on their victory. We had a good conversation and we talked about the danger of division in our country and the need, the desperate need for unity, for finding the common ground, coming together. Today, I hope that we can begin the healing. In America, it is vital that every vote count and that every vote be counted. But the outcome should be decided by voters, not a protracted legal process. I would not give up this fight if there was a chance that we would prevail. But it is now clear that even when all the provisional ballots are counted, which they will be, there won't be enough outstanding votes for us to be able to win Ohio. And therefore, we cannot win this election. My friends, it was here that we began our campaign for the presidency. And all we had was hope and a vision for a better America. It was a privilege and a gift to spend 2 years traveling this country, coming to know so many of you. I wish that I could just wrap you up in my arms and embrace each and every one of you individually all across this nation. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
It was a rare glimpse of Senator Kerry, gripped by emotion, choking back tears. The man who had won 48% of the popular vote told his supporters that Americans are now obliged to work together for the good of our country. He said, "We must find common cause."
America is in need of unity and longing for a larger measure of compassion. I hope President Bush will advance those values in the coming years. I pledge to do my part to try to bridge the partisan divide. I know this is a difficult time for my supporters, but I ask them, all of you, to join me in doing that. Now more than ever, with our soldiers in harm's way, we must stand together and succeed in Iraq and win the war on terror. I will also do everything in my power to ensure that my party, a proud Democratic Party, stands true to our best hopes and ideals. I believe that what we started in this campaign will not end here.
Senator John Kerry speaking today in Boston.
A short time later, at the Ronald Reagan Federal Office Building in Washington, D.C., President George W. Bush spoke. A crowd of his supporters chanted 4 more years. Vice President Cheney gave the introduction. President Bush spoke of his rival and the victorious campaign just concluded.
Thank you all. Thank you all for coming. We had a long night and a great night. The voters turned out in record numbers and delivered an historic victory. Earlier today, Senator Kerry called with his congratulations. We had a really good phone call. He was very gracious. Senator Kerry waged a spirited campaign, and he and his supporters can be proud of their efforts. Laura and I wish Senator Kerry and Teresa and their whole family all our best wishes. America has spoken, and I'm humbled by the trust and the confidence of my fellow citizens. With that trust comes a duty to serve all Americans, and I will do my best to fulfill that duty every day as your president.
The president thanked his family, his campaign staff, and supporters, and then he spoke of the future.
We are entering a season of hope. We will continue our economic progress. We will reform our outdated tax code. We will strengthen the Social Security for the next generation. We will make public schools all they can be. And we will uphold our deepest values of family and faith. We'll help the emerging democracies of Iraq and Afghanistan. So they can grow in strength and defend their freedom. And then our servicemen and women will come home with the honor they have earned. With good allies at our side, we will fight this war on terror with every resource of our national power so our children can live in freedom and in peace. Reaching these goals will require the broad support of Americans. So today I want to speak to every person who voted for my opponent. To make this nation stronger and better, I will need your support, and I will work to earn it. I will do all I can do to deserve your trust. A new term is a new opportunity to reach out to the whole nation. We have one country, one Constitution, and one future that binds us. And when we come together and work together, there is no limit to the greatness of America.
President Bush making his victory speech today in Washington, D.C.